Recordings of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy show him saying that he wanted President Trump to resign after the January 6th attack on the Capitol back in 2021. Two New York Times reporters shared the audio last night on MSNBC. It's a little bit hard to hear, but this is McCarthy's voice.
Again, I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation he should resign.
It would be my recommendation he should resign. That's the quote. Joining us to discuss this is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I guess we should give the background here. Alex Burns and Jonathan Martin of the New York Times have a new book. They report that McCarthy wanted Trump to resign. McCarthy denied it, and now they've brought receipts.
Exactly. McCarthy had issued a lengthy statement yesterday calling the Times reporting, quote, totally false and wrong. But this audio tape appears to upend that claim. It was part of a House Republican leadership call made soon after the attack. But we should note that NPR has not independently verified the tape, which was released last night as part of a book tour for Burns and Martin. The then number three House Republican Liz Cheney can be heard in this tape asking McCarthy about whether a 25th Amendment succession plan could be triggered and about Trump's possible resignation.
Is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had a few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days.
Now, of course, we know that Cheney was later kicked out of her leadership role for sticking with these concerns about Trump, and subsequently, she became the ranking Republican on the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
What's she saying about the tape?
Well, a Cheney spokesman said this morning that the Select Committee has asked Kevin McCarthy to speak with us about these events, but he has so far declined. Representative Cheney did not record or leak the tape and does not know how the reporters got it. Her office is referencing a January request there that the committee made to McCarthy where they raised the potential that he had previously discussed Trump's resignation and wanted him to talk about it to the panel. McCarthy, however, swiftly rejected the idea to testify.
Now, what does this mean for the relationship between Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump? And I guess we should remind people McCarthy would very much like to be Speaker of the House. Trump has been very critical of McCarthy, even though McCarthy has on some occasions changed his views or muted his views about January 6th to be supportive of Trump.
Right, exactly. There was a shouting match between McCarthy and Trump during a phone call on the day of the attack where McCarthy pleaded with Trump to take notice that the rioters were actually Trump supporters, to which Trump responded, "Well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are." Then McCarthy took to the floor later to point the finger at Trump's role in the attack. And this riff looked like it was going to stay, that is, until McCarthy flew to Mar-a-Lago within weeks of the attack and appeared in a photo with Trump, seemingly mending this feud between them.
Back then, anyway. What about now?
Now, this obviously puts McCarthy in a tough position with his party, and he's getting mixed reviews this morning from his rank and file, but the ultimate judge here is likely Trump himself. And as we know, these two have mended their tensions in the past, so it's very possible he can survive this latest controversy, too.
I guess we can't say that this is a tremendous change in what we knew, right, Claudia? Because we knew that McCarthy was upset at the time and shut up later, and that still seems to be the case.
Exactly. It's just now we have the sound that proves where he was at that time.
Claudia, thanks so much.
Thank you much.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales.